You know, and this game's about matchups. He's a tough cover for one person. You know, and when you've got three good ones out there that, you know, haven't been a defensive coach for nearly a quarter of a century in this league, and playing against him three times just in the last 2 years, he's a tough matchup, and that makes everybody else better.
Is there a message to the rest of the AFC, though? I mean, you're taking the leading receiver away from one of the other kind of top AFC teams.
You just go through time. These things aren't won on paper, and right now we're on paper. You know, that game's won between the lines, and anybody would tell you we have a lot of work. You just try to – it's a time of year where teams make decisions, whether it be in free agency or preparing, coming up for the draft, where you try to, add some pieces. And so, only, hard work and how we develop as a football team will determine, what it does, as far as wins and losses. So, you think you're doing the right things, and in this case, we think we are.
Is it a shot to
Well, I mean, again, until the magic date hits and the time, you don't really know much of anything for sure. No different than Peyton Manning a year ago, whether he was going to become available. So, when that gun goes off, everybody's, jockeying for position, and it worked out well for us.
John, a year ago you talked about the excitement that you had when you guys landed Peyton. Mm-hmm. Assuming it was not quite there, but pretty enthusiastic up there when you got West officially.
Yeah, like I said, this guy's been a highly productive player, in this league for some time. And, anytime you can add that and, have a proven commodity, it's helpful, whether it's a quarterback, wide receiver, really any position.
Given the way people are jockeying when the gun goes off, are you surprised at how much you guys got done in such a short span of time?
Yeah, I mean, we put a lot of time. I mean, our personnel people, whether it's on the pro or scouting side, do a terrific job. And, it's not like we just start pulling rabbits out of the hat. There's a lot of preparation and study and film study and, evaluation in all phases, much like the draft, except now you're dealing with, guys that are pro players. And, it worked out good, and our guys did a terrific job.
Does it make your draft preparation a little bit easier when you fill in?
No, not if it's easy. When you're dealing with people and selection, of human talent, I think, it's like anything else, the harder you work at, the better you usually do. And so, that'll be, next up. And we'll still continue to evaluate the market and see what's available, and just making any decision that we can that we feel makes us better.
John, the guys formulated a lot of defensive game plans, and including going against Welker. What problems did he present for a defensive coordinator?
Well, I mentioned that earlier. I mean, he's a tough matchup. And, I saw him a lot, in my tenure there in Carolina. We've seen him three times in 2 years here. So, this game's about matchups, and he's a tough matchup. He's tough for one guy to cover and has been for some time. That's why he's been highly productive. And, it should open things up for other guys.
Is it going to be a challenge to have enough footballs to go around? You have two receivers who catch 80 a year. Your tight ends catch 80 a year.
No, I think, I think our guys understand it's a team sport, and it's more important to be, selfless than selfish. And, I think at the end of the day, this game's only fun when you win. And, I think the mindset of our team is, do whatever it takes to win.
Plus some of the other signings, like Vasquez. Vasquez was actually saying Magazine was pretty damn excited when that went down.
Yeah, he's a guy, obviously, we know because he's in our division. He's a big, powerful man, played primarily at right guard. He's a stout guy in pass protection, which, you're trying to funnel that pocket around the quarterback. And, to do that, you have to be pretty stout inside. And so, he's a guy that we targeted, and we were able to work it out.
What might that mean going forward for the other guards, Zane?
Again, this thing's a, it's a fluid process, and, it changes daily. So to try to predict where it's going to end up, I wouldn't even waste breath trying to go that far. But, I think he's a good piece of the puzzle.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, gang.